How's everybody doing this morning? Good? Good, good, good. Good, good, good. All right. Everybody looks good. You got some money? All right. That's good, Calvin. You keep trying to give it to me. I like that. All right. Tomorrow is a big day. The public schools are going to open up for the first time since last
March.
Okay. And so there's going to be, I want to talk to you about education, about being in school. And it doesn't matter if you're homeschool, private school, public school. Really and truly, the purpose of school is to do this. It is to educate you in the things that you need to know to be successful in life. And that can be a lot of different things. It can be English, it can be math, it can be all kinds of different things. But this year, things are a little bit different. And so those of you who are going to school tomorrow at the public school, you're going to find some real interesting, cool things. Okay? Cool things. Because you see, you have a choice what you make of life. And for instance, you're going to hear at school, keep your mask on if you're 10 years and older. Is that right, Julie? You'll hear them say, keep your mask on. Some of you are going to go, oh, I don't want to wear a mask. Who does? And then they're going to say, stay 6 feet apart and walk in lines. And you're going to find all kinds of crazy. You're going to go to classroom and your seats are, I know because I was arranging them. But I want to challenge you to do three things this new school year. And here's what they are. One, I want to challenge you to have a good attitude. Now, if you're homeschooled, you got to like your teacher, right? Choose a good attitude. That means you're going to have a good attitude towards your teacher. Okay? And that's very important because that's one thing you can choose regardless of what's going on. Now, the second thing I want to challenge you to do, you're not going to like this one. Obey your teacher. They say don't do something, don't do something. If they say do this, you do this. And so obey your teacher. And then the third thing, do your very best. Work hard, pay attention, study hard. And here's the reason. Here's why I want you to hear me. As a Christian, we have a responsibility to do our best. Because there's a little verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31, that says, listen to it, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, go to school, go to church, do it all for the glory of God. See, kids, this is the thing I think a lot of young people don't realize. The reason as a Christian, now a non-Christian would have different reasons, but the reason as a Christian we go to school and we do our very best is to glorify God. And that should be the motive. I mean, you obey your parents and you obey your teachers, but the ultimate reason you do your best is to glorify God. And a lot of Christians don't understand that. School is an opportunity for you to point people to God by your behavior. So I'm going to challenge you, as you go to school, that you would pay attention, that you'd have a good attitude, and that you would do the best you can do. And if you do that, you're doing what God wants you to do. Okay? Let me pray for you. Lord, I just ask you to be with these kids, that they would do their very best for you. And I pray that they'd understand school is about pointing people to you and having a life that shows people that there is a God and a God we love. And I just ask these kids to do a good job. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, gang, here's what I want you to do.